Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you guys enjoyed a full day of baseball action on Wednesday. We'll recap all the news and notes from the day and get you ready for Thursday, May 4th action as well. Let's get cracking on recent news and notes here. Carlos Carrasco will make his first rehab assignment from his bone spurs in his elbow either Friday or Saturday, depending on weather. Location is also dependent on weather. So the goal is to get him on the mound by the end of this week and start getting him rehab back to see if he needs surgery or not, or he can return to the rotation. We shall see. After speculation that Peter Fairbanks might be okay, it's just kind of a feeling thing in his hand. Well, now he got put on the IL with right forearm inflammation. So let's take a step back and hope for the best here. Jason Adam, likely the next man up. It's also the Rays, so it could be a lot of moving and shaking over there. Adam did get the save on Tuesday, so keep that in mind, but definitely something to monitor in Tampa. Miami Marlins placed Garrett Cooper on the IL with a right ear infection. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one in a long time. When I was a kid, I had tons of ear infections. Haven't really had one as an adult, but maybe that's a new thing that's coming back around. But Garrett Cooper on the IL with the right ear infection. We called outfielder Peyton Burdick. This is interesting. You know, they just called Xavier Edwards up yesterday. Now you got Peyton Burdick coming up. Burdick's hitting 293 in the minors with 10 home runs and 5 stolen bases. That's outstanding. Problem is almost a 39% strikeout rate. Never good. Rarely ever translates well to the bigs. But Burdick's got a ton of power and some speed. Could be a little interesting run there while Cooper's out for a week or so and see how that one plays out. Tampa Bay Rays, Josh Fleming's x-rays and scans on his foot/heel showed no damage, no broken bones, nothing. So that's great. It still hurts to put pressure on his foot, so that's not good. But he'll try to play catch later this week and see if he can make his next start. Just push it back a few days. Finally get an idea on what the Rays want to do in this situation. Nasty Nestor Cortez had strep throat a few days ago, so his start this weekend against the Rays has been pushed back to Monday, so he will avoid the best team in baseball. Lucky Nestor Cortez. Luis Severino will make his first rehab assignment start on Thursday in single-A Tampa Bay. He's supposed to have a few rehab assignments as he's battling back from injury, but the trek back is begun, and we're thinking maybe 2 weeks or so, before, and maybe even shorter before we get Luis Severino back. The Braves had an interesting evening. First off, they already decided they were going to push Max Fried back from Thursday to Friday, so that was fine. The initial report was pushing Max Fried back to Friday. They'll figure it out via bullpen on Thursday. Well, that has changed now. Dylan Dodd has been recalled. He is playing this is the starting pitcher on Thursday. We know we saw Dodd earlier this year, dominated spring training, not the best start to the year in the bigs. He'll make the start on Thursday because there's a roster spot available. Kyle Wright left his start early on Wednesday. He is going on to the IL with right shoulder soreness. More testing to be done there. He was very optimistic in his post-game interviews, saying like the pitching coach did him a favor. It was very precautionary. He would have kept throwing and probably made it worse. We'll see. Shoulder, never good, especially for a guy battling back from shoulder injuries. So Kyle Wright's down, Dylan Dodd starting on Thursday, Max Fried pushed back to Friday. Michael Harris II returned from the IL a few days ago. Well, he left today's game, or Wednesday's game, with a knee injury. Not expected to go on the IL, though. It's just supposed to be like a minor tweak. Should be day-to-day for Michael Harris. Oakland Athletics made a fun move. J.J. Bleday, former top prospect of the Miami Marlins, was recalled from AAA, and they sent Connor Capel down to AAA. It's a fun move because Bleday, You know, he always had that quote-unquote prospect pedigree. There was always hype behind him. Just never panned out in his short stints in the bigs with the Marlins. Well, this year in Las Vegas, given the PCL, especially Vegas, bandbox, J.J. Bleday was hitting .316, 7 home runs, 28 RBI, or 28 runs scored, 19 RBIs, and 1 stolen base. Solid stat line. What I like even more is he's striking out, or he's walking almost 17% of the time, best of his career, with a 12.6% strikeout rate. Last year in the minors, he had like a 25-26% rate. With the Marlins, around 28-29%. He's always had a mid-20s, give or take, strikeout rate, down to 12.6 this year. I know it's a small sample. That's great to see plate discipline from a 25-year-old ball player, especially with the expectations that once surrounded J.J. Bleday. So he's definitely one to monitor. I'm not saying force it. He got the start on Wednesday night. See how he does the next few days. Maybe he's worth a small speculative bid this weekend in Fab, but definitely something to monitor as another prospect. This is like we get all these stud pitching prospects, but on the offensive side, we're getting like former prospects that might be figuring it out. We had Jaron Duran, we had Nick Senzel, Josh Lowe. The list goes. There's a big list of these guys, and maybe J.J. Bleday is on that list now. So we'll see where this one goes. One of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball, Guardians Daniel Espino, he's going to be out 12 to 14 months as he's having right shoulder surgery. So sucks to see. Hate to see it. Bright side for, I guess, the Guardians is they have Gavin Williams still in the minors. We've seen Tanner Bibee. We've seen Logan Allen this week. You never want to see a guy get hurt. We'd hope Daniel Espino would have made a spot start, like showed up at the end of this year or early next year. Well, that'll probably be 2 years from now. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Jose Quijada, who was taking saves away from Carlos Estevez at one point this year, went on the IL, and now the results came back. He'll need Tommy John surgery, so we won't see him until next season. Kind of mentioned it yesterday with the Cubs that Miguel Amaya was going to be called up, big-time double-A prospect, power-speed combo, tons of strikeouts, though. And the correlated move took place on Wednesday. Yan Gomes was placed on a 7-day concussion IL. So keep an eye on that. We've seen some of these concussions, like Travis d'Arnaud and some others, last a lot longer than 7 days. So if Miguel Amaya can get some serious run up here, he's definitely worth a look in deeper formats. Jose Altuve, who's been out since the World Baseball Classic because he got hit in the hand and he broke his thumb, he has been cleared to take ground balls, and he's working on his grip on a baseball to throw it because his thumb, obviously. So he's doing that, still not cleared to hit yet. So that's the downside for Altuve. Still a little ways to go for Jose Altuve. More good Liam Hendricks news. I love that I could do this almost every episode now. We mentioned he's going on a rehab assignment on yesterday's show, and now it's official. Liam Hendricks is going to have 4-5 rehab outings scheduled. If all goes well, we see him back shortly. That is great. On a side note, Raisel Iglesias had his third straight dominating rehab assignment. I don't know how much longer they're going to keep him down. He's ready to go, and AJ Minter is not. So make that happen. Another reliever news, Kenley Jansen, who I keep mentioning, is day-to-day with a back injury. He's still day-to-day, but he threw a bullpen session on Wednesday. They're going to see how he feels on Thursday as he's working his way back from the back injury. Still no IL stint, so it's a weird one. He's almost like halfway through an IL stint right about now, but then again, Boston, who knows what Boston is doing. And they need to make a move because Cutter Crawford was removed. He was going for a two-inning work out of the bullpen in the 8th and 9th as they were up just fine on Toronto. But he was removed in the 9th inning with a left hamstring discomfort, so he might go on the IL. You have Whitlock on the IL. Kenley's doing Kenley things. They need to get it going quickly. Some bad Chicago White Sox news. Jake Berger left Wednesday's game with side discomfort that occurred after a swing in the 4th inning. You saw him wince. It looks like an oblique, folks, which stinks because Berger's got a ton of power. He's been playing great. Mankato, we've talked about, is going to be out for a while. This was Berger's time to shine. Man, I hope it's minor. I hope it is, but the way he looked at everything, it seems obliqueish, and that's not good. Harrison Bader just came back from the IL recently, but he left Wednesday's game with a head injury after he collided with a teammate in the outfield. He's day-to-day for now, hopefully not a concussion, and see where that one goes. Another odd one, Oswaldo Peraza came in to pinch run late in the game for the Yankees. He left the game with a leg injury while he was running the bases, so he's down and out for now as well. All right, let's talk about some hitting highlights on your Wednesday. And there was a ton. There was so much offense on Wednesday, so much offense. And we'll start with Christian Walker, 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and a walk. Walker has been crushing, especially in a great matchup versus Andrew Heaney. He's hitting now .264 on the year, Walker is, with 7 home runs, 16 runs scored, 25 RBIs, and a stolen base. He's picking up where we hoped he would have been last year. People talked about the X stats last year and how he kind of got robbed last year. Well, he's starting to make up for that, so we'll see where this one goes. Josh Jung continues to be that third base darling. Him and Matt Chapman, if you got him late in drafts, it was great. Jung went 3-for-5 with two more home runs, two runs scored, and three RBIs on Wednesday. He's now hitting 275 on the year, Jung is, with eight home runs, 20 runs scored, 24 RBIs. The thing that still concerns me, and maybe in the new era of baseball this is going to work, he has a 32.5% strikeout rate. So, like, a slump can come and come nasty if that continues. The Atlanta Braves just torched poor Braxton Garrett. He got left out there for 11 earned runs. I saw somewhere his ERA was like 2.75 entering the game. He left the game. It's over 5 now. Like, it was just not cool. Not cool, Marlins. But Ozzy Albies took advantage of it, 4-for-5 with two doubles, a home run, two runs scored, and two RBIs. Albies is now hitting 2.75 on the year. He missed most of last season due to injury, so this is great to see. Albies has 9 home runs, 15 runs scored, 26 RBIs, a 14.7% K rate. That's outstanding. But the one bugaboo, zero stolen bases. This was a guy I've talked about him before. He's like 30-20 upside. Needs to start running, hopefully. See where that one goes. For more details on the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box at pitcherlist.com. Some starting pitching highlights on the day, and there were not many great ones as a lot of pitchers got beat up, but we have a few, and of course, Nick will cover most of the rest. Shane McClanahan, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. The dude is just filthy. 17 more whiffs. A 39% CSW on 93 pitches. He's been outstanding. You look at his stat line with all these struggling pitchers this season. Shane O'Mac has started 7 games. He is 6-0, 6 wins, tremendous. A 2.03 ERA, a 3.25 xFIP, and 51 Ks in 40 innings pitched. Stay healthy, Shane O'Mac. Framber Valdez, the steadiest, the big engine that could. It's just amazing. And I know Nick makes fun of his whip, and this was another one. 6 innings, 2 earned. 5 hits and 2 walks, so 7 runners in 6 innings. Not the whip you're looking for, but 8 Ks. He's getting it done, especially against the Giants team that stinks versus lefties. 10 whiffs, 36% CSW on 90 pitches. This was his 5th quality start in 7 starts so far this year. He has a 2.6 ERA with a 2.87 xFIP, and he's averaging a K per inning. Framber's just Framber. He's awesome. He gets tons of ground balls. He's getting strikeouts. He goes deep into games. He's been super, super effective again this season. And then just real quickly, because everybody was talking about it, we saw Brendan Pfaadt, we saw Gavin Stone make their debuts. Not good. Brendan Pfaadt, 4 2/3, 7 earned, 9 hits, give like 4 home runs. He did have a 28% CSW with 7 whiffs on 87 pitches. And then you have Gavin Stone, 4 innings, 4 earned, 8 hits, 2 walks, only 1 K, only 6 whiffs, and a 21% CSW. So some disappointing debuts, but they are debuts nonetheless. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Let's head to the bullpen real quick. Chaos ensued in LA. This was wild. So Jose Alvarado has been this elite reliever / closer this season. He comes in the 8th inning in a kind of high leverage. There's 3 lefties coming up for the Dodgers situation. I believe the Phillies are up 1-5-4. He gave up 2 runs, gave up the lead. So a 6-5 Dodgers headed into the 9th. Bruce Gratterall, the appointed like probably 65-70% closer, with Evan Phillips getting the rest. Bruce Gratterall comes in, blows the save in the 9th. It's 6-6 going to the bottom of the 9th now. All right, Philly's got plenty of options. We've already seen Alvarado blow it. We've seen Bruce Gratterall blow it. These people that are rostered all over the place. Let's bring in Craig Kimbrell, who people are hoping he gets the job done. Not so fast, my friend. He gives up a walk-off grand slam to Max Muncy. So pure chaos late in that game. There was 7 runs scored out of the 16 in about one and a half innings of baseball. Pretty wild stuff in LA. And then after a rough start to the season, Carlos Estevez has been outstanding. I already mentioned Jose Quijada, the guy that was kind of taking saves away from him. He's getting TJ. Estevez picked up his 7th save of the year on Wednesday night against the Cardinals. He's been great. He's getting better and better. Sub-2 ERA right now. Strikeouts are there. He's looking like the late round guy that everybody was focused on. He's getting there. That's great to see. To get more information on all things bullpen, make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com. All right, before we get into Thursday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and we'll help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Let's hear from our buddy Mark Paquette. Get a little glimpse at the weather, as it's been a wet one this week, and I think we'll have a few more wet spots to deal with. So let's see what Mark has to say about Thursday's weather.
Thank you very much, Brian. Even though we got a pretty large slate for Thursday, there's going to be no games with any weather issues. So, hey, that's good news. So for your DFS lineups, for your season-long lineups, play away. Back to you.
All righty. Thanks again, Mark, as always. Couple DFS targets on the day. It's a weird slate. We have nine games early. Starting the main slate's nine games starts at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, 10:05 a.m. Pacific. There's a three-game afternoon slate. Those three games are on the main slate also. There's one late game all day. It's at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. It's the Red Sox hosting the Jays. Gossman's on the bump. Nothing else going on. No late-night games. It's a weird one on a Thursday, getaway day, travel day, whatever you want to call it. But Justin Verlander returns to the mound, makes his debut with the Mets. He threw 69 pitches in his last rehab starts. I'm guessing he's to 80-85 in this one against the Tigers. Really looking forward to seeing how JV gets going on the bump. There's a handful of pitchers I'm really trying to see. Like, we're still trying to figure out who they are. Got Jesus Luzardo, started out the year great. It's been a rocky road of late. Jack Flaherty's been up and down. You don't know if you can trust him just yet. Lucas Giolito's been pretty good. I actually looked at his numbers earlier. He reminds me of a poor man's Aaron Nola right now. He's pitching well, and he has like a hiccup every start like Aaron Nola does. Like even on Wednesday start with Nola, they just left him out there too long, gives him a couple more runs, loses his quality start. Bonkers. Giolito's close. He's getting strikeouts again, which is good to see. So I want to see Luzardo, Flaherty, Giolito. These guys we used to consider like ace-like or just close to ace-like pitchers. Where are they at on these games? Because they have some interesting matchups. And like Luzardo plays the Braves, tough one. Flaherty gets the Angels, not as bad. Gio gets the Twins, they can be tough. So that it's a fun slate there. Last but not least, mentioned that Boston-Toronto game. I want to see if Kevin Gossman can keep going. We talked about Shane O'Mac earlier. Gossman's right there near Shane O'Mac towards the top pitchers in baseball right now, and especially in fantasy terms, elite stuff. I want to see if Gossman can keep it going. He's getting the strikeouts. He's just doing it all. Fun to watch. Great way to cap off the night. Solo game all by itself. Gossman versus the Red Sox, Fenway Park. Have some fun with that one. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure you guys go check out PitcherList.com. Become a member over there at PL Pro, PL Plus Plus, to get you into the Discord, the PLV tools, the pitching bot, all the awesome stuff they have there. And there's more to come. Like, they're continually working on things. They talk about it in the Discord. They ask for help from the subscribers themselves on what you're looking for to make it bigger and better than ever each and every year. So go to PL Plus, PL Pro. Become a member at PitcherList.com. That'll do it, folks. I will be back with you guys tomorrow, Friday, to preview that action with recap and Thursdays. But I hope you guys enjoy your Thursday, and I will catch you guys next time.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.